This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's STRLING soap.com.
The Detroit Tigers have a problem. Every catcher on the roster is hurt. So the manager makes a decision out of desperation. He hands the job to a rookie who isn't even a catcher. No one in the ballpark realizes they're about to witness the beginning of one of the most remarkable stretches in Major League Baseball history. That's just one of the great moments from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Let's look back and find out what happened. Welcome to Indian All-Stars. I'm Bill Black, and every week we travel back to discover how Native athletes help shape the world of sports, because history isn't trapped behind museum glass. It comes alive. Indian All-Stars celebrates great Native American athletes from the past and the present, bringing these great All-Stars back into the spotlight for new generations. Now, let's look back and find out what happened. This week, we're looking back at what happened during the week of August 2nd through August 8th. Let's begin with August 2nd. We'll start in 1986. Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara boxer Virgil Hill wastes little time taking care of business. He needs just one round to stop Willie Mayberry, scoring another technical knockout as his climb toward a Hall of Fame career continues. 16 years earlier, in 1970, Cherokee martial artist Chuck Norris captures the Korean Trophy at the 7th Annual Internationals in Long Beach, California. It's another impressive victory during the tournament run that helps establish him as one of the greatest karate competitors of his era. Let's rewind a few more years to 1967. Wampanoag basketball standout Sonny Dove helps lead Team USA to the gold medal at the Pan American Games in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We'll wrap up August 2nd in 2020. Chickasaw pitcher Brandon Bailey comes out of the bullpen for the Houston Astros against the Los Angeles Angels. He works one inning, records a strikeout, and continues adding to his major league resume. Next, we come to August 3rd. Two more memorable moments are waiting for us. Let's begin in 2024. Cherokee closer Ryan Helsley takes the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals, protecting a late lead against the Chicago Cubs. He retires the side in the ninth inning to earn his major league leading 34th save of the season, continuing one of the most dominant years of his career. Now let's rewind to 1942. Iroquois boxing champion Henry Armstrong squares off against Aldo Spoldy. The fight reaches the seventh round before Armstrong ends it with a technical knockout, adding another impressive victory to his remarkable career. August 4th turns out to be one of the biggest days of the week. Let's begin in 1936. Iroquois boxer Henry Armstrong steps into the ring against Baby Arizmendi with the World Featherweight Championship on the line. 10 rounds later, Armstrong has his hand raised in victory, becoming the new World Featherweight Champion and taking another step toward one of the greatest careers in boxing history. 1 year later in 1937, we come back to the story we teased at the beginning of today's episode. The Detroit Tigers are in trouble. Every catcher on the roster is hurt. Manager Mickey Cochran has little choice but to hand the job to rookie Rudy York, even though catching isn't his natural position. At the time, it looks like a move born out of necessity. Looking back today, we know it's the beginning of one of the most remarkable stretches any rookie has ever enjoyed in Major League Baseball. We'll wrap up August 4th in 1968. Cherokee martial artist Chuck Norris defeats Steve Sanders to capture the Grand Champion title at the International Karate Championships in Long Beach, California. It's another championship performance during one of the most dominant competitive careers the martial arts world has ever seen. There's just one stop on August 5th, but what a stop it is. In 1969, Seminole slugger Willie Stargell steps to the plate at Dodger Stadium. When he connects, the baseball keeps carrying and carrying until it leaves the stadium completely. His towering 506-foot blast becomes the first home run ever hit completely out of Dodger Stadium, creating one of baseball's most unforgettable displays of raw power. Let's move on to August 6th. Three more memorable moments are waiting for us. We'll begin in 1943. Iroquois boxing champion Henry Armstrong steps into the ring against Jimmy Garrison in Portland, Oregon. After 10 hard-fought rounds, Armstrong earns another victory, adding one more win to his legendary professional record. Fast forward to 2007. Cherokee jockey Johnny Sellers receives one of horse racing's highest honors when he is inducted into the National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs, New York. We'll close out August 6 in 2016. Choctaw quarterback Brett Favre takes his place among football's all-time greats as he is inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's the fitting recognition of a remarkable career that includes three consecutive NFL Most Valuable Player awards, a Super Bowl championship, and a place among the game's greatest legends. August 7th keeps the week rolling with three more memorable moments. Let's begin in 1972. Cherokee pitcher Early Winn receives one of baseball's highest honors when he is elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. After winning 300 major league games over a remarkable 23-year career, Winn takes his place among baseball's immortals. Let's rewind to 1935. Cherokee boxer Joe Louis steps into the ring against King Levinsky. The fight is over almost as soon as it begins. Just 2 minutes and 21 seconds into the opening round, Louis scores another knockout, continuing the rise that will soon make him one of the most feared heavyweight champions in boxing history. We'll wrap up August 7th in 2022. Mohawk driver Dexter Stacy takes on one of the biggest races on the Pintee Series schedule through the tight street circuit at Trois-Rivières, Quebec. Staying out of trouble and running a smart, consistent race, Stacy crosses the finish line in sixth place against one of the strongest fields of the season. Our final stop this week is August 8th. Let's begin in 1989. Ponca and Oto heavyweight Tommy Morrison steps into the ring against Mike Robinson. The fight doesn't last long. Morrison scores a technical knockout in the second round, adding another explosive finish to the career that makes him one of boxing's biggest stars of the era. Let's rewind to 1933. Iroquois boxer Henry Armstrong keeps building the foundation of his legendary career. He stops Bobby Combs with a fifth-round knockout, earning another victory as he continues his climb toward boxing greatness. That wraps up another remarkable week in Indian All-Stars history. If you enjoyed today's look back, I invite you to visit IndianAllStars.com, where you'll find more athlete stories, blog articles, videos, podcast episodes, and exclusive merchandise celebrating great Native American athletes from the past and the present. I hope you'll join me again next week as we bring more great Native athletes back into the spotlight. Until then, this is Indian All-Stars.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. we wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.